ओम ज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
So today, as you all know, which is why you're all gathered here, we are celebrating Sri Radhashtami, the celebration of the appearance of Srimati Radharani. Gauriya Siddhanta, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, are known as Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, the principle of inconceivable sameness and difference. This is not, it doesn't mean that it's wholly inconceivable. The only thing I can think of wholly inconceivable is the Kevaladvaita Vada of Shankaracharya. Says you just can't imagine how everything is just all one when nothing is all one. But here the term achintya means not understandable by mundane ratiocination. Achintya bheda bheda tattva, or achintya bheda bheda darshan, it's that darshan, that means by which one can see everything to be simultaneously one with and different from Krishna. Everything is, in one sense, one with and simultaneously different from Krishna. Even the material energy is one with and different from Krishna. The jivas are one with and different from Krishna. The various avatars, the Vishnu forms, they're one with and different from Krishna. At the top of everything else that is one with and different from Krishna is Radha. She is one with and different from Krishna. She is also one with and different from Krishna in the sense that she is simultaneously a servant of Krishna, as all others are servants, but she is served by Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna param kimapi tattva maham na jane, the Madhusudan Saraswati, the impersonalist come personalist, stated that I do not know any principle higher than Krishna. So this is the actual philosophy, this is the Gauriya teaching. Krishna is supreme. But when we come very close to Krishna, very, very close, then we might begin to doubt that. Throughout the year, we are preaching activities to convince people that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Particularly on this day, among ourselves, this is not for preaching to the public, but among ourselves, we remind ourselves that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is subordinate to Radha. So to understand Radha's position is surely achintya. It's not possible by any material brain power. We have all heard the name of Durga. Very difficult, means that she is very difficult to approach. Durga is one of the names of Radha. It's so difficult to approach. Often Krishna himself finds her very difficult to approach. And with the understanding that fools rush in where angels fear to tread, we are very cautious in the subject matter of even thinking of approaching Radha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayana. He is Radha and Krishna in one form. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed that which was not formally revealed, Anarpita Chiring Chira. That is the Radhar Mahima, Prema Rasa Sima, the glories of Radha, which are the ultimate limit of the unlimited Prema Rasa. Baraja Jubati Bhavera Bhakati Shakati Hoitoka. Other than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no one could have revealed what are the loving sentiments of the gopis of Vrindavan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed all of this, and some indication of that is given in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And in the Goswami literature, the writings of the Goswamis following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But it remains a highly esoteric subject. Who is Radha? How to understand Radha? For us who are simply interested with our tongue, bellies, genitals, and anuses, it is Radha topics of certainly Durga, very far away, very difficult to approach. Manushanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhye yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mang veti tatvataha. Krishna says that among many thousands of men, one may be interested to know the truth, and among those who know the truth, hardly one knows me. And of those who know Krishna, hardly one knows Radha. So it's paradoxical that on the one hand she is the most compassionate, but at the same time very difficult to approach. We approach her through the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She has given herself to us as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She has made herself available by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy via the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. In recent years, the great Vaishnava Acharya, Gauriya Acharya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he gave a path to understanding or to approaching Radha. He wrote many, many songs, mostly for helping devotees to become established in sadhana bhakti. But, so many songs in which he describes the suffering and helplessness and hopelessness in material life without Krishna. How Krishna is the only shelter in this cruel world. How, forgetting Krishna, we are uselessly leading our lives. How to execute devotional service, being free from all misconceptions. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also gave us, in his songs, he gave us some indication of what is the ultimate goal to be achieved by those who are steady and determined on the path of bhakti. He professed his position in the service of Radha as Kamala Manjari, a young girl. And in his songs, he declared himself that Amito Radhika Pokkapati Shoda. I am always on the side, I'm always inclined to Radha. So he was quite open about this. Of course, these songs may not have been meant to be shared with everyone. Now they're published. So, in one song in particular, he gave in synopsis the whole understanding of Radha Tattva. What is that song? Let me see if I can find that. What is that? Taparahit Suraj Nahijani Radha Virahit Madhava Nahiman. He gave the essence there that just as we can't imagine the sun without heat, so in the same way we don't recognize Madhava, Krishna, without Radha. Yeah, I'll read that song now. That's the essence of everything we should. Actually, usually on this Radhashtami, I sing songs of Thakur Bhaktivinoda, which expresses everything perfectly. So, one of these many songs in which he discusses, or several songs in which he discusses Radha Tattva. Radha Bhajane Jadi Mati Nahi Bhela. Krishna Bhajana Taba Akarana Gela. Those who have the idea to worship, or rather who never had the idea to worship Radha, their worship of Krishna is useless. Well, actually, your worship, it's saying you. If you don't worship Radha, your worship of Krishna is useless. Atapa rahit suraj nahi jani, Radha birahit madhav nahi mani. Just as we cannot imagine, or we don't know any sun without heat, so in the same way Krishna, wholly devoid of Radha, we don't even recognize that Krishna. Kebala madhava pujaye sho ajnani, Radha anada karai abhimani. So he, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, speaks of the person who, being ignorant, only worships Madhava. And out of a sense of false pride, fails to respect Radha. Karehi nahi karibi Thakur Sangha. Chete ichasi jadi braja rasaranga. So, should not associate with such people if in your heart you desire to enter the happy world of braja ras. This is a loose translation I'm giving. Radhika dasi jadi hoy abhiman shigrai milai tava gokulaka. If one who considers himself the servant of, the maidservant of Radhika, very quickly achieves or meets Krishna in Gokul. Brahma, Shiva, Narada, Shruti, Narayani, Radhika Pada Raja Pujaye Mani. So, Brahma, Shiva, Narad, Shruti, the Vedas, Narayani can mean Durga or Tulasi or Lakshmi. So, they all consider the dust of the lotus feet of Radhika to be worshipable by them, by themselves. Actually, in this context, it should be Lakshmi. Uma, Rama, Satya, Shachi, Chandra, Rukmini, Radha, Abhata, Shabe, Amnaivani. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that according to the teachings of the Vedas, the Uma, the wife of Shiva, Rama, the wife of Vishnu. Satya is a wife of Krishna. It can be also a wife of Brahma. Shachi, the wife of Indra. Chandra, the wife of Chandra. Rukmini, the wife of Krishna in Dwaraka. They're all avatars of Radha. Hino Radha Paricharja Jakardhan Bhaktivinod Tar Mageye Charan. So whoever considers their wealth to be the service of Radha, Bhaktivinod, he aspires or begs to be at their lotus feet. So this is the last of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songs in his Bengali Radhikashtakam. Radhashtaka. And interestingly, he has a supplementary song in which he brings us right down to earth, you could say, where he starts off with the term Bhojana Laloshe. That our Bhojana Laloshe Roshane Ama. So my tongue is simply interested in eating nice food. So we're not going to even come anywhere close to entering into these topics if we're simply interested in nice food. So I guess that's the program now, is it? Nice prasadam offered to Radha. Arati. We should go for arati. Have you cooked today arabi? I don't know what the Tamil word is. You know that? They know that? They should cook for Radha. Yeah. Somehow it came up in the Western world that Radha is very fond of plum chutney. Although plums, as they are in the West, they're not indigenous to India at all. But in the West, they always cook plum chutney. In Slovenia also? I don't know where that came from, but that started when Prabhupada, when I joined, we heard this, plum chutney for Radhashtami. I don't even know what's close to a plum in India. Maybe amla, but not really. It's more like gooseberry. It's more like gooseberry. You don't have gooseberries here. Anyway, in Vrindavan they cook arabi on this day. I don't think they even heard of plums. So we should see the arati. Any question? I'm scheduled to speak some more this evening. Yeah. Radha Ramanoho. Any question? It's maybe better not to ask questions on this day. So Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.